My name is Rachel Estes, and I get to serve as Director of Outreach and Missions at Canterbury United Methodist Church. I'm also a volunteer at Avondale, Trinity, Eastlake, and Highlands UMC. Mostly, I just say our family does a good job of squeezing all the connections out of this amazing connectional system we have. My sharing today is around Lamentations, Obadiah, and the work that I've been doing and am committed to doing in our community. Lamentations 1 through 2 is bitterly she weeps at night, tears are on her cheeks. Among all her lovers, there is no one to comfort her. All of her friends have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. And Obadiah reads, "You should not gloat over your brother in the day of his misfortune, nor rejoice over the people of Judah in the day of their destruction, nor boast so much in the day of their trouble. You should not march through the gates of my people in the day of their disaster, nor gloat over them in their calamity in the day of their disaster, nor seize their wealth in the day of their disaster. You should not wait at the crossroads to cut down their fugitives, nor hand over their survivors in the day of their trouble. The day of the Lord is near for all nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head." I used a good many resources that will be listed on the webpage of this podcast. I had to go to much more theoretical folks to help me shape my more practical experiences. The Book of Lamentations is a memorial to the pain of the Israelites, a plea for attention to be paid at the horrible things that had happened, a cry of protest and a hope for awareness to be shared. These were a way of exploring emotions about how God's people were so saddened by the community's sin and selfishness. These words of lamentations in poem form provide a dignity, a nod, an acknowledgement to human suffering. "Look, Lord, upon my distress," a plea for connection. The word wrath in today's context is a powerful word: anger, terror, the wrath of a hurricane, punishing and non-forgiving. The sources I explored talked about the Hebrew translation more of justice, God's justice being deployed. Israelites had been violating their covenant with God by perpetuating injustice and oppressing the poor. God poured his wrath or his justice down. He was fed up with human evil and engaged to remind humanity to restore balance. His mercies never fail. They are brand new every morning. How great is his faithfulness! Discussing this with my minister brother, he shared, "I hear this as a need for Christians to sit with despair and suffering and not to rush on to happy talk or hope. I hear a cautioning not to hurry on to a happy vision of hope, but to stay and sit with the reality of suffering." In the book and documentary Dhamma Brothers, I experienced an amazing revelation about sitting with suffering. I do a lot of prison ministry. Well, I did before COVID-19. This documentary and book look at a meditation practice brought to Donaldson Prison in West Jefferson County, a prison where I started and wish I were still going to. A group worked with men at this maximum security prison who were interested in participating in a 10-day silent retreat. This was after a time of teaching meditation and prayer. So the men participated, and processing afterwards was incredibly powerful. They shared that on day 4 of not speaking or listening to anything but their own emotions, their own mind, their own being, the trauma of their lives and what they had done to others came crashing down upon them. And since they had committed to this practice, they couldn't do anything about it except sit with it for the first time in their lives. In general population at a prison, any hint of self-awareness, of sadness, of reliving the crime they're perpetuated on others, they could quickly and easily distract themselves, start a fight, yell down the hall, mess with someone. And they didn't have to sit and absorb the feelings of chaos, remorse, and awareness. So day 4 would crash and burn during this retreat, feel devastating and horrible, and they would cry and cry and cry. But on day 5, 6, and 7, they would be sitting, thinking, praying, meditating, marinating on their trauma and that they had inflicted on others, and feel all the feels. And then on days 8, 9, and 10, their hearts and their minds and their souls would come to some agreement, some peace about now having relived, experienced, staying with the sadness, they could now acknowledge it and maybe move a little bit forward, deal with it, fix it, correct it, forgive themselves, forgive others, be forgiven. Lamentations encourages us to absorb the errors of our way, to not quickly distract or get to the happy place. It's asking us to stay rooted and aware, because if we are not aware of our own trauma or what we have caused for others, can we ever get to the better place? In Obadiah, the shortest book of the Old Testament, the conflict between Jerusalem and Edom is around superiority, around pride and being better than. There's a shift in verse 15 that widens Edom to all nations, reminding us that we are a big tent, that we have all suffered from pride and feeling superior, as we have suffered feeling oppressed and less than. God confronts humanity in Obadiah and reminds us of his love for all humanity. In my work of outreach, I'm so grateful to see all the ways we are woven together in community. That true relationship only comes from shared experience, from listening and being with each other. As Lila Watson says, if you have come here to help me, you are wasting your time. But if you have come because your liberation is bound up with mine, then let us work together. God reminds us in these texts that indeed our liberation, our joy, our true selves are bound together across cultures, across economics, across races, and that if we are slow to recognize that, he will bring his mighty wrath to awaken our awareness, and we may sit and we may feel all the feels, and only then can we begin to break forward. Please join me as we pray. God, thank you for the ways your wrath is directed at teaching, reshaping, reframing our wrongs. Thank you for your constant new mercies, for your grace and your love for us, even when we are in low and petty places. You remind us to rise up, to refresh, and to reconnect. God, even though the easiest thing to do is quickly distract ourselves, to move on, to try to get over something, we know we absorb the best lessons and changes of heart when we sit and feel all the feels and reorient ourselves towards you. God, we come to you in times of despair when things feel unbalanced and uncomfortable. Thank you, God, for not making those things go away quickly or fixing them, but sitting with us, alongside of us, holding us as we experience the discomfort and move through them so that we may emerge stronger, more balanced, and more able to do your will. It's in your name we pray. Amen.